This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Because we don't have CeeLo in here every day, but a quick five-borough bike tour update. What's
going
on with
him? Yeah, you know, it's been a little...
It's funny you ask, because I did get an update.
Really?
There's really nothing for you to say, CeeLo, because I had the update here.
No,
by
there
the
is
way,
something for me to say.
You're on my homepage now. You're on
Esiason.org.
That's the foundation homepage. You're right there if you want to see.
All right.
This could help people maybe support you.
Yes,
you're obviously
gonna,
not doing anything.
No.
I checked in this morning and it said regarding the fiber. This is the latest update. I just got it at 7:47
this
morning.
I know what you're going to say, but you're not allowing me to provide the context.
Well, let me say what I have to say.
Okay, you say what you got.
So regarding the five-borough bike tour, currently I'm in first place.
Shocker.
At 11,300, Jerry Cahill is in second place. The guy's had, you know, double lung transplant, kidney transplant, and everything else, and rides the five-borough bike tour. And we can't
as many jobs as CeeLo, but, you know, definitely.
And he also coaches pole vaulting and everything else. Like, the guy's just unbelievable. He's 9,400 hours and 95, and then, just so you know, you're last place.
Yeah.
With $75 and no freaking teammates.
Time out.
And by the way, Allie, our makeup gal, and who is also a part of our foundation, she's almost up to $2,000 already.
Okay.
Wow.
So you got $75 and no teammates.
Yeah, the $75 is what I had to pay to sign up. So I'm
you're a loser.
Now, I told you last time I was in here that I was efforting recruiting some other guys that work around here.
Wait, wait too long.
No, I'm not waiting, so who shall remain nameless.
I just want to say, the guys around here don't make a lot of money. I understand that. So you're asking them to do something like, you know, maybe they're uncomfortable doing.
Fine. Be that as it may.
I would have asked you to do this unless gave you like this $10,000 set of golf clubs.
Oh, now it's $10,000. Okay.
Well, it started with the bag, the balls.
Yeah, no, I know.
Clubs.
But it's each time I get in here that price seems to go up, which is interesting.
Right, okay.
No.
You're a loser.
Be that as it may.
I didn't say
perhaps.
That. That's it.
Yeah, I know. So, as you know, I had not one, but two guys who had to back out for family reasons, right? So, we're not killing them. It is what it is.
No, I'm not killing anybody. I'm killing you.
No, wait. Right.
You're the leader.
Okay.
Loser!
What I'm saying is, I had a team lined up. We've had to since make adjustments. I reached out to other people who work here at the station that I thought might want to do it with me. They're, like, very lukewarm about it.
Yeah, because it's hard to raise
agreed.
Money.
So I've gotten to a point now, and I said this to you off the air last time I was in here. I thought it would be a good idea to essentially auction off those last two spots on the team. You told me you thought that was a good idea. Your pal over here to the left of you, of course, poked holes in that and gave me all these reasons why maybe it wouldn't be a good idea, which I appreciate, and I get where you're coming from. So I'm not throwing shade your way, Gio. I understand what you're saying. But we've gotten to a point now where this is the route that I need to take so we can get this thing off the ground.
Yeah, and I mean, it was just my opinion. You could do what you want. I just think that in this situation, having done it twice and having been a part of the team and Boomer asking me who is a guy you can trust to join our team, I went straight to a person I knew would be there, knew would fundraise. And when you're just putting it out there to anybody, it's just tough to put two strangers on your team when this thing needs to be buttoned up.
I agree.
You've been waiting.
I agree. That's why
March.
That's why I wanted to have guys that I've worked with here. Yeah. And Pat Boyle's on the team, and I trust him, and I know he's going to do a great job. So we're good there.
Who's that?
Pat Boyle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're familiar with him.
But how come he hasn't put any money in yet?
No, no, no. Don't knock Pat. I'm the ringleader here, and I told him we're still working on putting the team together.
Hey-o.
And once the team is finalized, then we'll start to, you know, we'll hit the gas pedal here.
Okay.
So you can give me the rankings and all that. The event
Loser.
Is May 4th, yes?
Look, if you want to help CeeLo out, just go to my website. Hit on CeeLo's right there on the front page.
Wait, he's promoting your page.
I understand that.
I'm promoting your page. If you want to give him like $2, $3 just to help him get to 100, that would be nice.
No, no, no. We're going to be fine.
I'll do that right now.
We're going to be fine.
I'll be the leader in the club. And I'll give $2. Al, give him some money. Will you please?
A couple bucks.
Yeah.
I think Al and I, by the way, I heard him poking around about maybe putting something together down in the Jersey area. Maybe we team up together.
What is that, Al?
I was just simply asking Allie how that works.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all.
Oh, no,
I specifically said to CeeLo,
what did you
who
say?
Was listening, do not mention anything.
You did not
I swear
that.
To God,
okay.
I did.
Fine.
Do
so we'll
not mention anything because I don't know if this is going to get done and I don't want this
pressure.
On the air.
We are with the pressure.
Correct.
Well, it's on the air now.
I don't.
Well, then if something happens, it's way, not going to CeeLo's team.
Okay. Fair enough. Fine.
All right, go to my team or Allie's team.
I just asked Allie, how does that work when you work out with a bar?
Okay.
Like, what does the bar get? The bar's certainly not giving you free drinks and things, so how does that work? So she was giving me the background.
Okay, fine. Leave
Great
Al
job,
aside.
CeeLo. I mean, now you're disappointing
really
everybody in here.
Stepping right into it.
Disappointing
CeeLo.
Boomer. You're going to me. Your partner over there told me not to do that. Then
no,
you're
no,
dead.
No.
Then
you are dead.
You put something out on the air that Al didn't want on the air. I mean, this has been a horrible 4 minutes for you. It just is. There's no debate.
But I do think I gotta say something good came out of this. I love the fact that Al wants to get involved and do something down in Bradley Beach.
No, no.
Screw all you people.
Fine. I'll take the L on that. I wasn't trying to put Al in a bad spot. But okay, fine.
You're a loser.
People who know the show and know the dynamics this is amazing. Because Al's behind the scenes, like, thinking, maybe I'll do this, maybe I won't. And now CeeLo puts it out there. Now all Boomer's going
to
do is say, how's that thing coming? How's that coming along, huh?
And Al's going to have no choice but to do it.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
It's not. I'll take care of it.
You'll take care of it?
Yeah.
Type of confidence we have in you taking care of anything. You got $75 raised.
Okay.
It's March tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm aware. Don't worry about it.
All right, I won't.
Okay. Get it taken care of.
We're trying to help you out.
Boomer,
so
you don't need to help me out. The idea is for me to help out, which I'm going to do.
You're Team WFN NARPS.
Yes, that is the team name, yes.
So, okay, well, people can help out if they want.
Oh, well, of course we're gonna
instead of having like a $10 cup of coffee at Starbucks, they could just give you $10. A
couple guys gave you $100 already.
All right, again.
Did they really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, Jay... Fusco in New Jersey. Fusco. Yeah. Going out, Fusco.
You're up to $275 bucks right now.
We're going to get where we need to get to. Again,
Robert Severino.
You're not doing a good job marketing yourself, marketing your team.
Like Gio said, tomorrow is March, so we come out of the winter here, and now we put the gas pedal down.
Okay.
That's all. And we recruit a couple of listeners who are motivated to join. And by doing so, by putting it out there, hey, why don't we open it up to if you want whoever the highest donation is for the next week or whatever.
They can
if you
be
want
on
to
your
rock,
team.
Correct.
Yeah.
So that this way, when they enter, you don't have to say, "Oh, by the way, you got to raise X amount of dollars." They've already hit the ground running with their contribution.
Well, okay.
That's the idea.
You know, I'll give you a tip here. Darren from the 7 line is very interested in doing this last year, and then I told him I wasn't doing it, and then it got too late. I would talk to him about it. I guarantee he would do it.
Okay.
And he is someone who knows so many people,
course,
has a huge following. I'd reach out to him and see if he's available that day. That's a good tip for you.
That just popped in my mind.
But the thing about it is like we order, you know, biking tops
yes,
for everybody.
Got to get that done.
Right. And, you know, and that stuff's got to be in.
All right.
I can't be like last day, hey, I need an extra large or I need a medium.
Not doing any last day stuff. I'm not a last day kind of guy.
Well, it seems like you are.
No.
That's all.
No, not a last day kind of guy.
I mean, Al's trying to help and busted him out here.
Again.
You're a loser.
By the way,
it's a good thing I'm not doing a warm-up show with Al tomorrow. That might get a little ugly. I wasn't trying to throw him under the bus, but I see how that's how it played out. So I'll own that one. That's fine.
When you were starting to talk about it, I could see his face there and his eyes. He's like, gone. Don't you say it.
Here I was, thought I was throwing an olive branch out there. Instead, I was throwing a grenade out.
I'm just happy that he wants to do something down on Bradley Beach.
No. So that's good. Not what he said.
Yes, that's what it sounded like to me.
No.
Maybe he and Whimsy could show up together somewhere.
No. He was just doing some information gathering, that's all. You're over there with your phone. What do you want to say?
No, well, one of your meathead friends has reached out to us, maybe the meatheadedness or the top meathead of the group,
okay,
and said he's going to be at the Nutty Irishman one that I'm doing on the 29th of March.
Yeah, so he's 29th of March. Money. This guy's got
with about 10 guys.
Oh, perfect. Really?
What is that going to look like?
That wanted Eddie's job?
Yes. Him. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He's going to show up with 10 of his meatheads?
Yeah, I guess so.
Damn, that's going to be scary.
Well, the one thing, everybody's going to be bleached and waxed. That's for sure.
Yeah, this is the guy who bleaches his butthole, CeeLo, I'm talking about.
Going to be bleached and waxed and buffed up, ready for
See,
you.
I wouldn't have thought put meathead and bleached butthole together. Doesn't seem like a meathead move.
He's a...
So one of the bleached butthead guys wants my job?
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Really?
We called him yesterday when Hurley was in here.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Yeah, he would do it.
He thinks he can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
What does he do? What is his background?
He sells alcohol.
Drinks it, too.
He drinks it, too.
That's about it.
And he gets waxed and bleached.
Mm-hmm. He actually sent me a video of him.
But not the main one.
What do you mean, not the main one?
Not the main bleach guy. Or is it the main
one? No, the main bleach guy.
There's only one
bleach guy that I know. I don't know. You got multiple friends that bleach their butthole? I know one.
I only know one.
Yeah.
So he's the one who wants the job?
Yeah.
He thinks he can handle it.
That's what he said.
All righty.
Maybe we'll bring him in maybe next week and just let him sit there and push
sure,
buttons.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, that's all I do.
He's got it. He understands.
All right, CeeLo, you got a couple minutes here to give us whatever you want.
All right, number one.
Loser, and the triple.
Okay. I heard you guys mentioning Diana Rossini's name. Was that the updated tweet from this morning you were discussing, or was it something from yesterday?
No, it was updated from this morning.
All right, so you guys covered that. Good.
CeeLo, you are up to $1,724 right now.
Stop it.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, no, it's up there.
Just from us discussing that.
Yes. See.
Okay. Again.
Get your ass in here.
It's February 28th.
Look at all these people.
Tomorrow's May 4th. I'm not arguing any of that. Or
like,
trying,
you know,
to,
people are thinking at home, and it's great. Like, this guy's got no shot of raising the money. Let me help him out. You know, they love a lost cause.
You'll love this.
Let's go to Katie in Staten Island. Katie, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, Boomer and Gio. I love you guys. Love the show. Listen every day. Boomer, I just want to thank you. My son has CF, and your foundation got me in with Dr. Domingo. She's wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome, Katie. What can we do for you today?
So this is amazing. I want to help CeeLo out. My brother owns a wildly popular bar in Staten Island, and I think you guys could come and do a guest bartending gig over here at Duffy's on Staten Island.
Katie, I would love to do that. I'll get Pat Boyle. We'll come on down, and we will do whatever it takes.
All right, so hold on, Katie. So I'll get Katie's number, and then CeeLo will touch base with you after the show. Is that all right?
Sounds great.
How old's your son?
My son is 19 and a half.
Oh, great. How's he doing?
Doing wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
Love to hear it, Katie. Thank you so much. You see how many nice
people. Thank you,
people?
Boomer. There's You're amazing.
Nice oh, thanks, Katie. Yeah,
that's just, yeah. That doesn't get any better than that.
Now, Al's got to take the information. He's already.
Does it get any better than that, CeeLo, for crying out loud?
He's like, get this bleep show out of here. You know, I don't want to deal with any of his crap. Anyway, what I was going to say to you before you took Katie's call.
You're almost up to $2,000 now.
I had somebody reach out to me also that wanted to donate a couple of Ranger tickets to auction off. So we're going to do that
as well.
That's
up to you. Well, you bring that to your fundraiser in Staten Island now.
Or we put it out there on, you know, on social media. Well, we get it going that way.
Well, that's up to you and Pat Boyle.
Yes.
You know what we've learned here? You see what happens when you try.
Yes.
Okay.
All you have to do is put a little bit.
When you try just a little bit, you see what happens.
Again, you guys are speaking as if the event is tomorrow, and I've done nothing all along the way.
How much money have you raised up until this point?
I'm not.
How much money in your team?
I'm over $11,000.
Yeah, right. I heard him break that down.
He's still got 2 months.
Number one, you really think?
Now, I will say that I usually match the donation, so I'm going to win anyway. Yeah,
you're right. You think we think we're going to compete with Boomer for his own foundation that we're going to somehow?
No, I was just poking holes in your point. It's like the things. Not tomorrow. Well, it's not tomorrow for him or Jerry Cahill either, and they've raised tens of thousands of dollars.
I'm aware. They have their team finalized. We're still figuring out the pieces for the team.
He's late.
That's all. Okay.
Now, I don't...
If you want to say that I'm lazy, that's fine.
I can go through the donors and the people who have donated this morning, and I don't think it's really him, but someone who's calling himself Spike Eskin, the skinny vegan hipster C... made a $250 donation.
That's very generous, if that actually is Spike.
Actually, you and Allie are now like neck and neck.
Yeah, see, and that's not right. I feel bad.
Yeah, but no, she's up to almost $2,000, too. I mean, listen, we have great listeners out there.
Of course
we do. They understand what we do every year.
I've had multiple people reach out to me via you know, Twitter, X, Instagram, whatever.
Yeah, but nothing was happening until I just brought it up.
No, but again, like, just because it hasn't showed up on the website doesn't mean I don't have things in play and in movement. That's all I'm saying.
Let's go to Danny in Queens. Danny, what's happening?
Good morning. Big fan. CeeLo, start to walk around the neighborhood. It's recycle day here. I'm going to pick up all the bottles and cans I can.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to compile as many nickels, and I'll donate them. I'm going to work all weekend, bro. I'll do the best I can.
Danny, what a guy.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
That's very generous of you.
Free time.
Before we run out of time, because you mentioned Spike's name, I did have something Spike-related for you this hour.
Okay.
Care to hear that? So, no, we talked last hour about making the transition to afternoon drive and kind of all that comes with that. And, of course, Spike has done that. He left us here to go down to Philly WIP. So, I guess here he's facing off with... This is Elliot Shore Parks, who covers the Eagles, does a podcast. I guess he does Sixers-related stuff as well. So he had lauded the acquisition of Paul George during the offseason, but now he's crushing him. He's cooked, he's washed, the whole thing. So Spike brought him on the air with receipts from the offseason that turned into kind of like a good old-fashioned married couple back and forth.
Because I don't think he's physically cooked.
Why?
What I Because I watch. You don't even watch the games.
First of all, you don't even watch the games, Elliot. First of all, why does that matter, number one?
Does it matter if you watch the basketball games to determine whether the guy's physically cooked?
You are fighting a losing battle here. He is cooked. It was a mistake. The contract's a disaster. We can talk about what I said months ago.
That's what you're here for.
All right, so that tone at the end, we've heard that before, all right? That's like a preview of what the next warm-up show with Al and I will sound like, probably. But anyway, last thing, it only escalated from there as Spike circled back to this guy's original tweet about Paul George.
The first line, this is a huge win for the Sixers.
And it was that they got a free agent to sign
for them. It's a huge win, and you're saying it's a disaster, so you are wrong.
Okay, if you want to say
just,
that...
No, not me.
I'm admitting part of it's wrong.
This is a huge win for the Sixers.
Is it a win when a free agent signs with a team?
Elliot.
Yes, but that's the point I was making. It's a huge win for the franchise
You're saying it's a huge win. So how is it a huge win now?
It's not. It's a disaster.
Okay, so you were wrong.
But you're misinterpreting what I said.
No, I'm reading it.
Oh, boy. And it just went on.
I had never heard that.
Right, exactly.
That gear I had never heard.
Yeah,
I heard that little like whiny like spike, but never like the guttural.
It went to another level.
Yeah.
They continued on for quite a few more minutes after that.
Yeah.
So you know that's how it's going for them down there in Philly.
CeeLo, you and the WFAN NARPs are going to have to up your goal.
All right. Good.
Because you are at $3,100 right now.
That's crazy.
That's just so kind, everybody that's doing this.
Yeah, seriously. Of course it is.
I mean, I'm saying thank you. You're not. You know, I'm just trying to, you know.
I said thank you to both callers.
These people are great. A lot of good messages.
100%.
Pedal hard, CeeLo. Go, CeeLo. We're behind you, CeeLo. Don't take the heat that they're giving you, CeeLo.
No, I got to take the heat. That's fine. It comes with the territory.
Good luck, CeeLo, from Maureen.
You're a loser.
You got a couple Michaels in here.
He's lazy.
Yeah, man. This is great.
Oh, boy.
All right, CeeLo.
In any event,
we
will get to where we need to get to, and then it sounds like, and then some, which is great. So here I was worried about bringing in outsiders and feeling bad that they've got to be part of fundraising, but they may not.
Did you get a bike yet?
I'm in the process of renting a bike. What was
it? I mean, okay. Are you going to ride a bike at all, or are you just going to show up and do it?
Again, I have a regular bike that I ride at home. As you informed me, you need a different type of bike.
You just want a nice road bike that has, you know.
Now, does it not say you can rent a bike for the event?
Yeah, you can, but you don't want to go through. I mean, a lot of people do that, but that is a little bit cumbersome. I would suggest that you go to your hometown. Maybe you rent a bike from a local bike shop.
In what way?
There's 50,000 people in the bike tour, and a lot of people end up renting bikes, and then you got to bring them back, and you got to put them in a certain spot.
Sure, but also think of it.
You probably obviously haven't read about all of this.
No, I don't think you're prepared. Okay. Think of it this way, though. You said, well, you should rent a bike from your home shop. Then I have to get it into New York City somehow, yes?
You put it in your car.
I mean, with your size, that bike can't be that big. It could fit right in any car. It's just a little tiny baby bike.
I'll tell you what. Maybe I'll buy myself a tricycle for this event. Okay.
When's the fundraiser at Bradley Beach?
Again, that's not what I said or what he said.
I want to put it out there, Al, now just to get the listeners excited to be.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Here's what I'd say. What Katie called up about the guest bartending.
Yes,
Pat and I will go do that, and that can take the place of whatever Al was maybe thinking about doing. Because I don't want any blowback on Al. It's not fair to him. Okay.
All right. We'll see you next hour later.
Don't
what? What now?
Follow through with Katie.
Of course, I already got her number. Al already texted me right here.
Okay, good.
So I can be in touch with her, like, you know, in 30 seconds.
Awesome.
There you go.
Very good. Thank you.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.